Welcome to a Weird News Roundup presented by the Something Offbeat podcast. We bring you strange tales out of Odyssey stations from coast to coast. I'm your Roundup host, Lauren Berry. For our peek into the unusual this week, we're headed to the seashore. Our first stop is Riviera Beach, Florida, where we'll hear about the lucky recovery of a fanny pack filled with $30,000. You'll never guess where the money came from. Then we'll sail to New Orleans, Louisiana, along the Gulf Coast, to check on the global gathering of tall ships. Think pirate ships with those big masts and tall sails. All for the 250th anniversary of the United States this summer. Here's Bob Rose and Greg Cassidy of the Bob Rose Show out of Odyssey Station 97.3 The Sky in Gainesville, Florida. They're talking about a story that proves that while you gotta catch 'em all, it's also important to give them back sometimes. I promise that Pokemon reference will make sense in just a moment. Keep listening.
A guy in Riviera Beach, Florida, is in the bathroom at a Wawa. Oh, they're pretty busy there. And spots a guy's bag who he left, you know, the guy left it behind, apparently. And, man, he tried to catch up to him and looking for him because he left his fanny pack hanging on a rail. Said, I saw it, I grabbed it, tried to locate the person, unable to find the owner, and then I opened it to try to find the person's identification so I could get it back to them. What did he find? $30,000.
That's
$30,000 in cash.
Oh, my goodness. This is where your morals, mores, principles, everything has to kick in.
I'd be like, I'm so happy I found your $4,000 in cash. I am so happy.
Yeah, it was on the ground.
Somebody right. Looked like they started to go through it. I don't know. I shoot them away.
Uh-huh.
Gosh, that's bad to even think like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but funny.
Come on, snap out of it.
Yeah, come on, Bob.
All right.
Be a good guy.
He said, yeah, I knew the money belonged to somebody else, so he brought it to their attention. And this was real money. This wasn't like money laundering. You think, oh, $30,000 in cash. What are you up to, pal?
Yeah.
He sold his whole Pokemon collection for that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, his whole Pokemon collection. Imagine that, $30,000 in Pokemon.
Somebody handed him $30,000 in cash for his Pokemon card.
Yes. Okay. But it gets even better.
Yeah.
The amount was going to be helping to pay for his sister's medical procedure.
Oh.
Yeah.
Can you imagine how he felt when he realized he lost it? Then?
Yeah.
All the more so.
Yeah.
Oh, heartbreaking.
Well, he was crying when he was getting the money back.
I'll bet.
And, he said, that's a good man.
Yeah.
And that is.
That's not always the way these things turn out.
Yep. And his name is Luis Salazar. And he is, he's today's kind of unsung hero.
I like that.
Although he's getting sung a little bit.
Well, that's all right. He should be.
Because he was in Wawa's.
And it's a good Florida man story. We don't get too many of those.
We'll take what we can get.
Yep.
As a good deed was melting hearts in Riviera Beach, a blast from the past was headed to the harbors of New Orleans. Fully rigged boats with tall masts that look like they're from a painting or a historical movie arrived from all over the world this week for a summer celebrating the 250th anniversary of the U.S. Tall ships were a key feature of bicentennial celebrations 50 years ago. Now, Sail 250 plans to celebrate the nation's sestercentennial with the largest ever flotilla of tall ships from around the world.
Tell me about Sail 250 for people that have no idea what this is. Explain it from the beginning, please.
Well, Tommy, thank you for that. We are proud to be the inaugural host city for Sail 250, which is part of America 250, the nationwide commemoration of the United States' 250th anniversary.
That's Mark Romig, a senior advisor for New Orleans & Company and the lead for Sail 250. He joined Tommy Tucker from Odyssey Station WWL in New Orleans to discuss the flotilla plans.
Is one ship not already in town?
Yeah, actually, the Swedish tall ship, the Gladden, came in last week, a little early. They wanted to give their crew some shore leave, so they sent them back over to Sweden, and they kept the skeletal crew on the vessel. But they'll all be coming back today and tomorrow. So the Gliden is in, and they're down there at Goldring Wildenberg Riverfront Park. And then the Trent, the British ship, the Trent came in a day before yesterday. So they're down at around Thalia Street. So they came in early. We're taking good care of them, but the majority of the ships start coming in tomorrow. And then the majority of the tall ships will start coming up the river. And you'll be able to see those beginning around 8 o'clock in the morning on Thursday. And they'll be coming in about an hour apart as they come to that Bienville Street docking area and get moored, lined up, and get ready to host our visitors.
So with the seamen that were on the ship and left, no scurvy or anything like that, right?
No, all good. All checked out. And I tell you, we're going to have about 3,000 crew members from around the world in New Orleans celebrating our 250th, but also getting a good taste of our hospitality, which, you know, no one does it better than us.
Absolutely. So tell me how people can get involved with this and the ships. Can you see them from the Crescent City Connection? I'm not advising people to take their eyes off the road. What's the best way to see the ships?
I think the best way to see the ships is to go down to the Goldring Wildenberg Riverfront Park, which, you know, has been opened into an expanded park area to view the ships right across from the, you know, the French Quarter area of the Bienville Street Wharf area will be where you can actually board the tall ships for tours beginning Thursday and running through Sunday. And those tours will run, once the ship gets docked, the ships become ready to go the afternoon of that Thursday, but all day Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And then down toward Julia Street, where the large amphibious aircraft carrier, the Kearsarge, will be docked, along with Coast Guard and the ship from Great Britain, the British ship Trent, and the Friesland from the Netherlands. So you'll have an amazing, the Friesland actually will be docked down at Poland Avenue. It's the Mohawk, and the Trent will be down toward Thalia Street. But you'll have 12 ships total. It's the largest gathering of ships in my lifetime and the port like this. And again, just another magnificent way for the family and your friends to come down and see these wonderful tall ships and great hulls, the military vessels.
It seems like it reminds me of back in 1976 when I was just a mere lad, a very young lad, when the ships were sailing into New York Harbor. It's going to be that kind of thing, like almost, but not all at the same time, right?
That's correct. You'll have we basically have used every bit of dock space along the East Bank from Poland Avenue all the way up to the Mississippi River Bridge for docking these magnificent ships. And again, it's the beginning of the commemoration. So we are the inaugural port. The ships will leave our city on June 1st and head up the East Coast and be seen in Norfolk and then Baltimore, New York for July 4th for a very large celebration of many, many, many more ships, and then end in Boston, Massachusetts in middle part of July. And we're just, you know, so honored that we were chosen to be one of these five ports to help celebrate our maritime history.
It's a lot more than just the ships, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of activity going on to ensure that the not only the crew members are having a good time here in New Orleans, but also touching a number of exhibits that are happening in New Orleans to discuss the 250th anniversary of our nation. The Historic New Orleans Collection, the Louisiana State Museum have wonderful exhibits discussing not only Louisiana, but New Orleans' impact on the birth of our nation. And then, of course, you know, you can't do it in any other city but New Orleans. We're going to have a seafood cook-off. We're going to be pairing the cook specialist or culinary specialist from each of the ships with a local chef. And Lieutenant Governor has given us some Louisiana seafood to put into their menu recipes. And we're going to come up with some great dishes. And then they'll have some judges judging to see who did the best. And that'll be on Sunday down at Spanish Plaza at the Delacroix restaurant. The Kearsarge will start seeing guests on Thursday. And Thursday afternoon, after the tall ships are all safely docked, we'll, our berth, we will start seeing some tours on the tall ships. And then, of course, all day Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. They'll be staged as they leave out on Monday, with only one ship remaining till Tuesday, and that's the Libertad. But the blessing of the fleet will occur, and it'll be a fitting way for us to do a symbolic blessing of all of the ships as they start departing. But that'll be another exciting opportunity to watch the ships as they leave New Orleans and head down the Mississippi River into the Gulf and then move on their way up the East Coast.
As we get closer to Independence Day, there will be more events tied to the ships all along the East Coast. Thank you so much for listening to this Weird News Roundup presented by Odyssey's Something Offbeat podcast. This episode was written and produced by me, Lauren Berry. Special thanks to The Bob Rose Show out of 97.3 The Sky in Gainesville, Tommy Tucker out of WWL in New Orleans, The Dana and Parks Show out of KMBZ in Kansas City, and The Adam and Jordana Show out of WCCO News Talk in the Twin Cities. You can find these programs, including the Something Offbeat podcast, on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.